Now to the serious business. Regulatory horizons, interplay, state and federal enforcement. And my enthusiasm continues to run unbridled with each of the panels that we have because we have really great people. And that continues with this group. And actually, you're going to see Megan Biss again later this afternoon. She might come in like some kind of disguise, the other Megan Biss. But this is the first showing of the original Megan Biss. And to start there, so we have some we call them ex-regulators in the description. I feel like that has some, they were formerly with regulatory offices. How about that? Ex-regulators sounds like a gang or something. So Megan represents the experience with the IRS and Treasury, and actually, you know, it's worth looking at her bio because I remember working with Megan when I think we're both like maybe arguably baby lawyers, and now and I was in private practice the entire time. But Megan touched on and worked with many of the releases, notices, and proposed regulations that we have in front of us and have been pondering over the years, waiting for some years, and look forward to in future years. So. A great deal of experience and perspective in that regard, and has also been a great partner to tax exempts on the private side as well in recent years, and is just a real stand-up person who pitches in for lots of different commentator roles in various conferences, so you'll see a lot of her. Similarly, Yale, last year, the big announcement was Yale Fuchs is previously at the New York Attorney General's office, and I think it was very, very close in time to this conference last year that Yale's announcement that she was stepping down as co-section chief of the Enforcement Section of the Charities Bureau of the New York State Attorney General, that was released. And so I do remember seeing Yale in waiting for an Uber, and some of us were conjecturing, where is she going? What is she going to do? And Yale ended up at said who, and I have a stumbling habit with names, and so I'm not going to say the whole name, but said who is a pretty great like slogan for a law firm, and it's a small boutique firm based in New York that serves nonprofit and mission-based businesses exclusively, advising a broad range of tax exempts and the people who love fund and form them. And brings a wealth of perspective, and is similarly someone who is always on the public side of things, been incredibly helpful to the tax exempt sector, and is continuing with that on the private side of the world as well. So, and finally, we have Susan, because I'm going in alphabetical order this time. And I'm glad you all sat that way, too. It's very nice. Thank you. Susan Starica, who comes to us from a deep practice and experience in Texas and was at the Texas Attorney General's office serving as chief of the Charitable Trust Section for most of her 24 years with that office. And so she's, again, deep regulatory experience, but has also been spending a lot of her time recently contributing to the private side of things, advising tax exempts and the people who love fund and form them, as a nonprofit consultant and attorney and sole proprietor. So I'm looking forward to the perspectives here, and thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. We need to bring Megan Bell with us everywhere for introductions. Really, she's a great hype person. All right, so regulatory horizons, interplay, state and federal enforcement. I think the overarching question here is, what are the things that the federal government's interested in? What are the things the states are interested in? Where are there overlaps? And where, if anywhere, are they sharing information? And they may not be sharing as much as one might think. So we'll address all of those things here, and we'll start sort of with the federal, move on to state, but try to keep it as a discussion amongst us. So you'll hear sort of interjections between. For everyone in the audience, Yale has lost her voice, so she's going to do her
best. I've regained it just a little bit thanks to the steam room here. But
yeah, plug for the steam room with the eucalyptus, if anybody hasn't had a chance to try it. It does wonders for the voice, but just in case her voice gives out, we have a whiteboard, so we might have a little bit of a Katie Porter moment for the entire audience.
Oh, we need a darker marker.
Very oaky.
DoorDash was very helpful in this regard.
Handwriting. I was just going to say no more karaoke for me.